plugging into cities and places that just feel right. It's now around 3 o'clock, Wednesday the 30th of August 2006. I'm sitting on a park bench in Plaza Erekalde in Bilbao, under the Autopista, which is a, by the looks of it, a motorway, four row wide motorway that's going through the centre of this neighbourhood. It's on stilts, big concrete columns holding up this massive construction, and it's about 7 stories off the ground. And underneath this Autopista is a little park with loads of little pockets of playgrounds, places to sit, bits of greenery, lots of trees. The walls of the buildings and the walls of some of these stilts holding up the Autopista have lovely murals on them. There's one, and it's a mural about five stories high, and it's got pictures at the bottom of two girls on the ground holding the root of a tree. In the distance you see a little village, like a two-story high village, behind that orange sky. Behind that, televisions and strange objects, then a sea, then looks like a massive skyscraper city, and then a sky, and above that then you get loads of sort of broken televisions and frightened faces, so it's quite strange. Alongside that there's a mural of a man, Josu, who by the looks of it died on the 20th of November 1989. Perhaps he was a Basque political activist. But anyway, there's lots of kids playing around here, and I'm in the zone. But what makes it special, though? Why am I in this part of Bilbao? It's my first time ever in Bilbao. I came up to go to the Gestatia. Gestatia Cucuza, which is the Cucuza Social Centre. So this is the point I'm getting to, I suppose. It's if social centres can be the places, that the new places whereby when we arrive in cities we immediately go to them to plug into, to get our bearings, to make contacts, to find out what's going on, to drop stuff off, to find a place to stay, the base of actions, the base of life in a city or in a certain neighbourhood in a city, if there's more than one social centre in a city. I'm not sure if there's more in this city of Bilbao. I was told about this place by different people, some who lived in Ireland and some who live in the Basque Country. They told me to come here, this is the place to plug into. So I arrived, got my map, found out where the area was, and walked through the streets, getting a feel for the city. And then I arrived into this zone, and it was just all this big murals and people, lots of people about the street, the kids going around on their bikes, cycling around the place. It felt very safe, it felt very, very alive, it felt like this is a real thriving community. You see lots of people sitting around talking to each other, as people pass others on benches, they say hello, they start joking. It seems everybody knows everybody here, and it's just a really, really pleasant, safe atmosphere. There's a big sort of stage with a kind of open area around it, around that then is a concrete pergola with greenery growing around it. That stage is completely covered in murals, and there's some tags incorporated into the murals, and there's a Basque flag then on the top of this. On this Autopista, this big motorway above us, on the side wall of that is Independencia. Lots of posters, stickers around the place are calling for further independence for the Basque Country, for the Basque region, that this is Bilbao will probably be the capital of the Basque region. And then from this park, there's an avenue that up through a street there, an avenue up through big 8-story-high apartments with shops at the ground floor. And at the end of that, you've got the Gestatia, which looks like an old four-story corner factory building. And there's big murals on that. You go inside, and from there, just plug in, meet people. Hey, how's it going? or who are you, blah blah blah, get chatting, all friends, okay, okay, place to stay, no bother, drop your bags there, I'll be back later on, give you a hand with whatever work has to be done, great, great, see you later, hasta luego, or all the Basque, see you later. So that's it, that's where we are here at the moment. That's where I am here at the moment now in Bilbao. But I suppose this goes back to an earlier discussion that we had in the Project Art Gallery in Dublin 2 years ago after May Day, when we had an open forum about the relationship between art and activism. Sarah Pierce's the exhibition Sarah Pierce organised, but in that we set up a forum and we tried to get artists and members of the art community and members of the activist community to come together for discussion about their worlds, cities, art, culture, all these kind of things. But one of the things that came out of it was this idea of that at the time that perhaps art galleries are maybe still sterile spaces, and that needn't be so, and that they should be spaces where anybody can come, plug in, get involved, start being able to participate with whatever things are on offer there, or maybe even just add their own things, or basically places that are just teeming with life, and from that life spills out onto the streets, into the community, into the neighbourhood, into the city, into the country, into the world. So anyway, that hasn't really happened for the most part in art galleries, because they tend still to be quite closed, quite professional spaces, and you know, they're for artists. But then for the last years we've had these things, these social centres coming about, and they are radical spaces, normally autonomous of and independent of state systems, places where police aren't welcome, I suppose, but places where they're run by self-management. Whoever wants to be part of that, whoever wants to get involved, does, and that's what leads to creativity. Open space or creativity for a less expensive way of living, seeing as these cities are getting more and more expensive as capitalism has grown more and consumerism is becoming ever more prevalent. But these places are places which offer an alternative, places which offer life. And if they're successful, that life goes further out from the building that houses that does that centre onto into the community. If there's things that the community want, if the things the community need, if indeed the community use their space, their local social centre for what it should be, i.e. a catalyst for interaction and creative positive living. So I don't know, it just seems that this place here really is a positive space, and it just feels great just being here. Really does. It's a pity my home Dublin didn't have something along these lines. Maybe it might, maybe the projects running at the moment might lead to more places like this, but it just feels very positive at the moment. So just looking forward to the next few days and just seeing what happens and what can be learned from being here, and what experiences they've gone through. Just in talking to people today, they've got a media centre in there, but the police came recently and they took some of their computers, don't know for whatever reasons, but a lot of stuff was lost, a lot of stuff on hard drives, etc, etc. So that's a quick little report here from the Plaza Aracalda here in Bilbao in the Basque Country. So, ahor.